I'm with Mudassir Nazar, who's the ICC Academy Head of Development, but now he's also the UAE batting coach. Tell me how it all came about, Mudassir, and tell me about the ICC Academy role within UAE cricket now.
Brian, as you know our academy pretty well. We're a young academy, but when the whole concept was conceived, it was very desirous of the ICC to form partnership with the associate members of the country. Having worked in Africa, having worked in the other associate countries, I knew for a fact that these countries do not have the infrastructure to support the kind of cricket they desire to play. But there were times when we first started and could, our facilities went up to scratch and we were waiting for them to finish. There was frustration, but now we've got the facilities complete and the only thing we had missing, we our school program is really thriving. Our development program within the UAE with the expats and even the Emiratis now has started to flourish. So the only thing missing on permanent basis was a relationship with an associate member country. We have done stint with the associate members in the past, but there's nothing permanent. It will come and go. But now UAE cricket is going to house itself at the ICC Academy, and it's wonderful news. And long it may continue. It was needed to happen. I've tried my best the last 3 years to bring him here in my various capacities that I have. I work here, and finally, and it has helped in a big way that Akif has joined them. And he, having worked in Pakistan Academy, where again the facilities are wonderful, he knew how important the facilities are for a cricketer to practice and then to go out and perform. You must prepare yourself properly, and that's where it has come about. We've got the technology, we've got the manpower, and we've got the ambition as well to be the best in the world and make a difference. Akif was already, and David, and rest of the players, and rest of the UAE cricket management, the Emirates Cricket Board have done really well. But now it's up to us to give them the kind of support they need. And I'm looking forward to working with them, and not just for the World Cup, because that is very short term. My ambition always has been to look at the long term and look at the continued development, consistent performance by an associate member. I've always talked about Kenya in the past, that they rose to unbelievable heights and then they fell down, and that shouldn't be the case. It's always a very, very sad thing. It can happen to any of the international team or even a club team. So that's when it really hurts you, and then you look back and say, where did we go wrong with the UAE cricket? And now, as you know, the last time they qualified 96, and it'd be very, very painful if that happened again. There was such a long gap. I believe cricket in this region is changing. More and more facilities are mushrooming. More and more kids are playing cricket, and they're actually playing on better surface. In the past, they would be just cement pitches and sandy outfields, but now there are so many beautiful grounds all over UAE, and you're actually seeing kids enjoying themselves. When I first started coming here in 1975, it was the first time I came here, and you play cricket in the desert, and people lose heart, although cricket has played, but their growth is not as rapid as it should be or as it is in other test-playing countries. So UAE cricketers and young cricketers are really fortunate to have the kind of facilities we're offering.
And how will it work in practice? You've obviously got a role, your own role, the ICC Academy here as head of development. How will it dovetail and how will you find enough hours in the day in order to be UAE batting coach as well?
Well, I'll tell you... It's lucky that I love coaching. It's lucky that my wife doesn't live here. It's lucky my son lives in Manchester. So all I've got is cricket here. So I start at 8:30 in the morning and work with the kids all day long. And then the UAE cricketers, they're either students or they work full time. So they can only get here by 5 o'clock. So I start with the youngsters at 5 o'clock, the under 16, then under 19. Up till 7 o'clock, and then from 7:30 till 10:30, I'm with the national team. But as I said before, a very long time to form this partnership and start working with the high performance creators. And I don't mind if I can, if it, does, it means 7 days a week work and long hours. That's what I did when I was playing cricket, so it's nothing new. I hope I'm still strong enough to continue. I'm 58 now. So I think I've still got 3 or 4 good years ahead of me. So if I can impart some of my knowledge and some of my experience to the newcomers and youngsters of Emirates Cricket Board players, I'd be very happy.
You've obviously played a lot in Australia yourself. That's where the World Cup is going to take place, and New Zealand as well. You've played there too. What have you been able to give to the UAE players in terms of that knowledge?
I think the first thing which hits you is when you land in Australia is the steep bounce of those pitches and the aggression of the bowlers. Because any fast bowler, once he sees a little bit of help from a pitch, they become very, very aggressive. And pitches play a lot, big part in Australia. I'm talking about the Australian bowlers now. But in the World Cup, there are going to be a lot of quality bowlers, fast bowlers, and will generate a lot of pace and bounce. So when I first went there, I went from... nobody had told me anything about the Australian pitches, and the first month, scratching around, just trying to come to terms with it. At least now, with Arkin and myself, we've been in Australia so many times, we're given the boys a head start of what they're going to face. Knowing the opposition and knowing the environment is always very, very key to your success. And that's how you prepare yourself. Otherwise, you start from scratch and it can be quite arduous. We've practiced for the whole month of Ramadan in the Indo Center, and some lot of people question that, why we're Indo. But the reason we're Indo is our pitches in the Indo Center, especially the middle ones, are very, very bouncy. They're typical of Australian pitches. So they've been practicing on those bouncy pitches already for a month. From this week onward, they're outside on Australian pitches again, which are not as bouncy as the Indo, but they've still got a lot more bounce than the Asian pitches. And also now they're playing on grassy surface. So they're experiencing the conditions they're going to experience in Australia and New Zealand. So that's a head start. From then we move on to competition stage. We take them on to the middle pitches, the oval again. We've got the Australian pitches there. Put them through all these different scenarios, but they've got to come up against all these top nations who are going to be competing against them. The only drawback is we can't give them the Brett Lees or Shoaib Akhtars or the present day Mitchell Johnson. But at least they're getting as best an exposure as possible.